Welcome to Inside Jokes.
This is about the art of comedy.
With Sandra Carusi.
We get in the mind of the comic.
On Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
I'm Sandra Carusi, and I'm with Dean Young.
Welcome back. Welcome home, Cruiser.
Thank you. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I've just been out getting some cancer.
Yeah.
fixing it. And sadly, I lost my mommy.
I know.
Very sad. So it's been a quiet couple of weeks. You? How's that?
I've been here.
You're biracial now, or what are you talking about?
Biracial.
You're binary?
Are we jumping right into that right away on the show?
That's how, yeah.
I put dudes on Tinder on my phone. That's what happened.
You burned through the female population side, and now you're going for the boys?
Yeah, I'll see how that plays out.
Good. I'm happy for you.
Right? I just doubled my dating pool in Toronto.
That's what I was so jealous of.
I don't want to go on dates, but you know.
Totally jealous, going, yeah. Wow, look at that. Now he's got a new...
Cast a wide net.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
And just drop him down to mommy over here when you're done.
Yeah, I think we have enough of a dysfunctional relationship already on this radio show. If we start sharing dudes, that's a bit much. That's a new low even for us.
I know. It's wonderful.
Our guests are sitting here just like, what?
What guests? Oh!
Dysfunctional family did we... accidentally
I thought
roll
these
into
were
here.
Your Tinder dates.
No.
They're so cute.
No.
We've got Al Val.
What's up?
He's on the Toronto stand-up scene. Yeah. Al? Where's Al?
When am I supposed to say hello?
That now!
Was anywhere.
A total misstep.
Yeah.
All right.
It's okay.
Hey, guys. What's up? I'm Al Val. I don't have any credits, as you can clearly probably surmise.
Showtime Comedy, Comedy Bar, Absolute Comedy. Ooh. Lots of comedy.
All of the clubs. Al's at the clubs. All over
all
the place.
Unpaid guest spots.
Oh.
That's what I mean.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Showtime
we also,
pays me.
We've got Jeff Leeson. Hi, Jeff.
Hi. Great to be here.
You are, you leave crowds wanting more. That's who you are.
The Jeff Leeson thing is he is known, and I can vouch for this
Please, for sure,
the crowd work king. So yeah. He'll do a full hour of just like riffing off the crowd entirely.
Good.
And I'm sure we'll plug this more later, but Jeff has another new special coming out this January 26th.
Where?
You can get it on Spotify, Amazon Prime, iTunes. So he's got another new special rolling. You did that around the same time last year, right?
I did one last year that I never put out as a full special. I just chopped it up. I just didn't like it.
Put it into pieces and released it.
Yeah. I wasn't happy with like the audio and it didn't look right. And I just couldn't put it out. So I just chopped it up and I used it for like promo videos and stuff like that.
Nice.
So this one's a full special.
The full Leeson.
Yeah, the full Leeson.
The full Leeson.
I
should have called it that.
Yeah.
I do have to vouch for Jeff's crowd work ability. I remember we did this. I don't know if you remember. We did this show in London. It was probably like 5 years ago. It was me, you, and David Hetty at like this sports bar.
At the Wits End.
The Wits End. And there was these rowdy, there was
it's
a couple
now.
Tables of like these, it was like a beer league softball team or something, like a banquet or something. And these guys were just rowdy. And I was hosting and I was fighting these guys the whole time. And Leeson gets up and he's like, we're going to need to start the car and leave it running by the time I get off stage. Because he just launches into this table of drunk guys. And it was so funny because Dave Hetty, for any listeners who haven't seen him, he's a very different comic from me, certainly a different comic from Jeff Leeson. He's a very sort of quiet, introverted, very dark, but he's an intellectual comic, but he's like a small New York club kind of a comic,
right.
I'd say, right? So in this room full of like 40 or 50 just hammered Londoners that are just loud and brawling the whole time, it was...
Let's talk about that for
train
a
wreck a bit. Yeah.
He had a tough go.
He had a tough go, and it sucked to watch because I'm like, oh, he's such a good comic.
Did
I love his comedy.
Did it suck to watch, or was it really, really fun to watch because you've been there and you knew what he was going through, but at the same time,
he's
you're
not like,
oh,
a rowdy
you
bar
felt it.
Type of comic.
He's not.
No,
it was
not
such
sure.
a weird mix. Yeah. It was such a weird mix.
Crowd work is an art unto itself, and I don't think a lot of people realize that not a lot of comics could do it.
Yeah.
And when you can do it, it's a gift. And I personally enjoy it, and I think I got the skill set from doing radio, because radio, there's a lot of ad-lib and stuff.
Yep.
Plus, I did Second City, plus. I think it's just a natural ability, you either have it or you don't. So I look forward to talking to you about that and some people in the audience when you get a bunch of drunks.
Crowd work would be a good thing to get into, because actually with both these guys, Al Val also, like, these
Al
guys
Val.
Are both very... I don't want to use cliche terms, but high energy, like high electricity comics, good. Like very manic, very all over the place, and it's good yeah. for well, ripping with the crowds.
If Jeff's the king, I'm the prince.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, well, that's good. That's the style. I hate to use the word style, but I find that that's the style now with comedy and the desire from certain bookers that I've been requested when booking comics is high energy people. We'll talk more about it after the break on Inside Jokes. Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Hi, this is Sugar Sammy, and you're listening to Sandra Carusi on Inside Jokes, showcasing the best in comedy.
Global News Radio 640 Toronto. This is Inside Jokes, your show about comedy. I'm Sandra Carusi. I know a little something about it. I've been in a comedy show. That qualifies me. I'm with Dean Young.
You've been around? Well, yeah, if you're been with around. Dean Young, you know about comedy.
That's
for
what
sure.
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
In the studio, we have Al Val and Jeff Leeson. And before the break, we're talking about crowd work and...
Yeah, wrestling with rowdy audiences we were talking about. Sweet. But
okay, I had a woman. No, I didn't have a woman. I mean, in the audience, and she was being a goof. So I brought her on stage, put her on a stool, and had her sit there. Like a timeout for the audience member. And it worked. She shut up.
Facing the audience or facing like the back corner somewhere?
Facing the audience. the headline, the previous comic and the... MC couldn't rally her. No knock to them. She's just a goof. And the headliner was so grateful after because it was ridiculous.
Was she on stage for the headliner as well? Was she there the rest of the show?
No. I kept her up there and she got up and left.
Oh, yeah.
Which was what we want, right? Yeah. She went back to her table. She goes, oh, this is boring. Perfect. Done. Thank you.
How was her timing for getting up and leaving? Did she at least pick like a setup or something like that?
I went back into my set and I just kept going like she wasn't there. And she just didn't know what to do. She was stunned and so humiliated, right?
Yeah.
Well, and there's an art to that for sure. Like
I've never seen anybody do it, but I thought, you know, as a mother, that's when I want my kids to shut their gap. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. So I tried on this idiot and it worked.
Well, especially with hosting, right? Because we've all come up in those, like we were talking about earlier in the show, like these bar gigs where it's just like you're out in whatever town and it's just rowdy, drunk people and you have to like wrestle them sometimes into being there and present for a comedy show, right?
But
so there's a skill set to that.
Okay, so let's talk about it, what everybody does here. Jeff, what do when you have these drunken peoples?
I love it. That's my favorite crowd. I'll tell you, the reason I started doing crowd work in the first place was because I was doing all these small towns in America. I was doing like Midwestern, very small towns, middle of nowhere. And so I would go in and I was doing nothing but jokes and they didn't care. They didn't care that we were there. It was like a free show. Everybody was just there from the town.
Yeah.
So they didn't care at all. So I just started like chirping them and that made them turn around and listen. And I was like, oh, well, they seem to enjoy when I talk about this guy's jacket or this guy's coat. And then the rowdier they were, the more I could control them and the more fun it became for me. So a lot of comics hate that. And there is such a thing as like too drunk to even deal with. Like you just can't. Yeah. They're just so crazy
and
wild.
It's been known they've thrown glasses at comics, broken glass on comics.
Right.
Yeah. Darren Frost had that famous thing in London. Yeah.
Yeah. It was horrible. That's horrible.
He literally says "oof" when it hits him. It's hilarious.
It's on YouTube if you want to watch it. Darren Frost is a prince. He is a classic, fine comic, and he handled it very well.
There's gigs poor like guy. That, though, man. Like out west, there's a bunch of those too. Like where it's like these bars where they should almost have like the chicken wire up, you know?
Oh dear!
Like, I did one in Alberta that did have chicken wire.
No!
Oh, yeah.
No!
Yeah, behind us. It was like covering like an old DJ booth that they don't use anymore.
Nice.
And it was probably from back in whatever day where they used to throw stuff at the DJ.
It's almost like a good...
That's lovely.
And Jeff, of course, embraces that type of crowd, but that's why he's the crowd work king. There's an art to that. But even, it's a good baptism by fire in a way, because I remember when I first started, you have that thing where it's like, oh, you have your first 7 minutes or whatever it is that you're doing. And it's almost like you've just memorized something, right? So like if anything happens in the crowd or anything happens on the show, yeah, if you lose just that train of thought, that's it. You have no flow. You have nothing to go to. So you really do have to learn that the hard
way. That's right.
Right.
That's right. And so Al Val, wonderful name, by the way. I don't know what happened. I thought you were like Prince Al Val.
Well, no, my real name him to tell you his real full name. Yeah. His full name.
My real name is Algis Vita Santanas Volulis.
Look at her face. Her face was the greatest reaction I've ever seen.
Right back
that.
At you.
He's like a pretty exotic, right?
That's you hot. What is that? What nationality is
Lithuanian.
That? Okay, that's what I thought.
He's a 600-year-old vampire.
Yeah, it's true.
That's now a Toronto-based stand-up comedian.
Let's go with Al Val right now.
No. I pretty much going off of what Jeff said, a lot of what I've learned in crowd work, I've learned directly from this guy. So the way I see it is the rowdier they get, the more fun it is engaging with them, because sometimes it feels like the guys whose backs are turned, the guys who aren't facing you at the bar who are talking loudly, if you grab their attention, then it's almost like you've sidled up beside them and you're like, "Hey, idiot, what's with your job?
Buy me a beer?
Yeah.
Your mom." Like you just basically you've sidled up and you've started poking fun at them like
idiot.
A pal.
I've seen you
can kind of be rough with them because they like that sort of thing. You're one of their chums.
Oh my!
I've seen Al do that too, where it's like almost like you're slowly cranking up the dial. Like, okay, now the audience is doing this, so now I'm gonna go one above, and he just like brings that energy up and just like goes always one above them. Do you remember that heckler Rudiger?
Yeah.
Right? So there was this one of the weed lounges in Toronto, Vapor Village, I think. Yeah.
I love it.
There was
Vapor
this heckler
Village.
Who was like the king of the hecklers, and things weren't right with him, I don't think, but he would sit at the bar and like look at you through like a mirror, like he would not even have his face to you most of the time, but he would just dismantle so many comics. He was like an expert heckler.
Oh, wow.
And that's what that room was known for. It was like, if you want to learn how to deal with a heckler, you would go there and just
that's kinda
go
cool.
toe-to-toe with Rudiger.
What made him an expert heckler wasn't that he wasn't necessarily sharp. He wasn't witty.
No, it was just...
He would just yell obscenities at you. So you were like, I don't even know what to do with
him.
That.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with what I've been talking about.
And his timing was like... He had a sense of timing for it. Like, he could just throw it right in there just in time to screw with your punchline, you know?
We're going to talk more about this heckling people. I want to go see this heckler guy.
He's not... That place shut down.
Oh.
I don't know what he does now.
That makes it sweeter. I'm Santa Cruzy on some kind of radio. I can't even say
Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
That's what we're doing. Inside Jokes. More after the break.
This is K. Trevor Wilson. You're listening to Inside Jokes with Sandra Carusi. Hakeem Optical makes fine, fine eyewear.
Global News Radio 640 Toronto, Inside Jokes.
Smooth.
Want to start there?
Yeah.
Smooth sailing.
I don't know why I want to sound radio like Inside Jokes.
Because it does have that name, right? Like, you're listening to Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
It made us more professional, kind of. Not really.
Until they listen to the show.
We talk about comedy and comics, and Al Val's here and Jeff Leeson, and these are comedian guys that you'll see in the clubs here in Toronto and beyond. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially beyond.
The chatty Al Val, the Lithuanian Al Val, and Jeff Leeson.
Yeah.
And we say Lithuanian.
That is how we're billed each time.
Yeah. The chatty
Al Val. Lithuanian chatty Al Val. And Jeff Leeson.
By 10 minutes every time. He's so chatty.
Yeah.
Who? Chatty?
Chatty.
We were talking about crowd work and hecklers, and like, I didn't even know there was a place where hecklers just go and heckle. They could just get their heckles out.
Well, that was like, it was like an open heckler's open mic, but just for one insane guy.
I so enjoy it. Like, if it happens, it's just like a great experience for a comic. I think that sounds insane. Actually, but it's not a great experience. It's a great learning and kind of growing experience, right? Like you have to go through that. That's your chops. That's the ritual, right?
And it's just part of the gig. It's part of the world.
Part of the gig.
It's like a landmine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is like a landmine because, I mean, people will always ask you this, like, oh, what's it like? You must deal with hecklers all the time. No, not really. And 90% of the time it is just like drunk people who are like, oh, I'm part of the show now. I want to be part of the show. Like, there's not really a lot of people out there who are like determined to be a heckler.
Dean, I don't think you get hecklers is because I think they're afraid of breaking you because you look a little frail and you haven't eaten much and they're... just kind of like, this guy might
fall
over.
My emotions are on the surface.
This guy could use a break.
Yeah.
He's got too many tattoos telling about his life that we should probably just leave him alone. I think,
my whole life story
is on your
is
forearm.
Is visible if I'm wearing a t-shirt, yeah. Basically. Yeah.
They're not going to heckle you. That's like mean.
You're one breakup away from live, laugh, love on your chest.
And a neck tattoo.
Yeah. Well, that's tattoo. Like about all the real estate I have left, really.
You wouldn't. Like, let's just
don't
talk
do
about.
It. Do a neck
who,
don't do
who
a neck
exactly
tattoo.
Who exactly. Let's no. Talk about neck tattoo. That's when you've given up. You've just like.
Or you're going to prison.
Well, when yeah. I got the infamous, and by the way, you could buy my new album Life Hack and hear more about it in
wow,
detail.
That
it's
was
available
a segue
on iTunes
to have.
And Spotify now.
Huge plug.
Huge wow. Plug. But well done. When I first got the one that, of course, everybody knew about, the Life of a Legend tattoo on my arm, that aww. Was like the big breakup one that Al's referring to. I remember K. Trevor Wilson said, bleep, he swore, so I can't say that on here, but he said, that's something you get on a motivational poster with a cat in your cubicle wall, not tattooed on your body forever. And I was like, yeah, that's true, I guess.
He's doing great, eh, K. Trevor Wilson? You just Letterkenny is doing fantastic. You yeah. Guys, like, have you performed with K. Trev, you guys?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love yeah, him. He's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. He's a great dude, too. He's like a hilarious comic, but also like
hey, good, nice. People.
Good dude to hang out with as yeah. Well.
Down-to-earth fella.
Yeah, very
who are,
nice.
Who are some of your... I'm sure you've had great experiences with a lot of comics, but who are some of the better ones that you enjoyed performing with, Jeff?
I actually don't enjoy performing with majority of comics, so that's not...
Nice.
No, you know what? I would say I don't think I've ever really had a problem with, like, a serious problem with any comic. I love the Toronto comedy scene, and I work with a lot of different people mm-hmm. here. Josh Elijah, Monty Scott, Al Val a lot. Yeah.
I feel like you have a good approach to it too. It's like it's your job and you treat it that way. You know what I mean? Like right. You aren't mixed in with all the, you know, the crap that comes with being a part of like this whole big melting pot of a community. It's kind of like you come in, you work, you're friendly with everybody, and then that's it. You go on to the next gig, right? Like
right, right. Well, I'm more on the road, than in Toronto. Like yeah. Most of my stuff is touring, so. If I'm taking somebody on the road, it's got to be somebody you can trust. Number one, trust that they're not going to ruin your show.
Yes.
Yep. And number two, trust that they will put on a good show. And number three, someone you can like handle in a car for hours on end.
That's
true.
To, right? That's the key thing.
Yeah. That's so true, right? Because yeah. And then sometimes you guys obviously stay in a condo together. Did you say that part?
Yeah, we stay. I mean, yeah. Sometimes you have to live with someone for a week or
Jesus.
That's different because you both have your own room, but. When you have to share a car, like we went up north for like 8 hour drives where you have yeah. to, there's no escape. You like are trapped in a car with someone
Jesus.
For so
yeah.
long. Mm-hmm. If you can't get along, then I mean, it's just going to be, it's going to be a nightmare. And ultimately my thought is if that happens, then the gig suffers because when you show up,
yes,
you're both
angry.
Like, oh my God, I can't believe I had to share a car with this idiot.
Yeah.
Do you know who keeps wanting to give me a tape is Lawrence Morgenstern and Glenn Foster because what, you know, the dirty old men of
yeah.
comedy. But
they're like best buddies. It's
but
the same thing.
But I'm sure it's hilarious what goes on in that car.
Yeah.
And they keep wanting to give me a tape. And Lawrence is like, I want to give you a tape. And I'm like, Lawrence, hey, welcome to 2017. Let's start with getting you a phone.
Yeah.
And maybe on social media.
Well,
and it's not
he
a tape.
Means cassette tape.
And a USB. Right? Yeah, cassette yeah. tape. Exactly.
He had a great comment about my tattoos one time in this studio, too. Actually, he sat down beside me and he just looked at me and he goes, so what are you supposed to be, kid? Memento or something? And I'm like, yeah, that's pretty.
Oh, my God.
But it is true. You're like sharing a hotel room with these people. And if you bring that attitude to the show, the audience can smell it right away.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Let's just talk about more comedy fun stuff. Right, Al Val? It's his turn next.
Yeah.
Here on Inside Jokes, Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
There we go.
Hey, this is Colin Mochrie from Whose Line Is It Anyway, and you are listening to Sandra Carusi on Inside Jokes, Pants Optional.
Global News Radio, 640 Toronto. This is Inside Jokes. I'm Sandra Carusi. I said that all in one breath, Dean
right?
Young.
You really did, actually.
Because I'm yoga-ing it.
You're doing yoga?
No.
Oh.
Al Val.
What's up?
I don't know. Who's some of your favorite comics that you've performed with?
Besides old Jeff, old buddy, old pal here.
Wow, what a kiss up. What a kiss up.
One of my best friends is Josh Elijah. I'm going on tour with him out west in February.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And other than that, there are a lot of local guys that I like traveling around with. Also, Tig Wright. Basically, like, Jeff has formed this little posse around him of reliable, fun people that I'll just get along. So it's fun touring with this handful or so of people.
Minus
one or two. It's not...
I know.
I think that word is unfair and it's unjustly thrown around.
Yeah.
Because why?
A lot of the time, the cliques form naturally. They're just a group of friends.
And yeah.
Clique is such a... It's a bitter word that
is it
people
clique?
Who are...
It's clique, not click?
And clique.
I think it's clique? Like one of those clique? Things you could do either.
Jeff, you're derailing this, all right?
Sorry.
I had a point.
Sorry, so, I've been saying click all this...
Well, clique. Don't do that anymore.
Click, click it is.
Do that
in this studio.
There's a Q in it. There's a click.
In this studio, it's click. Al Val, go.
Sorry.
Okay, listen. My point is, people who use the word cliquey are like jealous, bitter outsiders who haven't formed
me.
A group of friends of their own. So.
100% me.
Well, and I agree with Al 100%. It's like you have this core of people that you just know you work well with and you know it's going to be a
yeah,
solid
no,
show
absolutely.
And you travel well together.
Totally.
It's like me with Scott Belford. Like, that's how I like going on the road with that guy because it's... You know, you're stuck in a hotel room together in a bunch of different towns for a month or whatever. Like, it just makes things a lot easier. And you know what your show is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know exactly what you need to polish and what you could change. There's just no mystery to it.
I was making fun. I totally get that. And it makes total sense. And it even carries on if you, there was a special, oh gosh, I wish I remember. And like Dana Carvey and these guys, he went back and went on tour with the guys that he used to tour with before he made a big.
Yeah.
And it was that same idea. And a lot of these guys who go on to make a big do that. They still hang with the guys they did who may have not made it, but
yeah.
they still bring them, right? Are we agreeing on this?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Well, Toronto is such a huge, huge, huge cluster. Like, it's an overflowing pot of comics of various different levels, right? There's open micers, there's pro-con, there's everything. So I don't know. I always looked at it the same way I kind of approached high school, right? It's like, I'm not the funniest or most popular, but I just make friends with everybody, but just worry about what I'm doing. And you naturally just work with the people you work with best. You figure that out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just makes life easier, to be honest
with you. I think it's great for the audience, too. Like, we have to always bring it back to the audience. Like, what's best for them, I think,
Yeah,
too.
They can tell.
Yeah.
I mean, the more fun that you're having as a unit, as a group on stage, the more fun they're going to have. And they can tell... You know, they can usually tell who's getting along, even by just how you stand before the show, how you hang out after the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when we go on the road, we try to make our shows like a party. Like, it's, you know, it's an hour and a half show, but we stick around after. We greet people. We, you know, try to get it. Usually it's in a small town, so you get to know kind of a few things about the town, or they'll send you to some weird hardware store to see something.
You
know what I mean?
What?
So,
who?
Oh, there's always, you know what, in all these little towns in the middle of nowhere, they always have like a store. It's like a general store or a hardware store. And they go, oh, you got to go see this picture. This guy bought a picture of a wolf?
A holographic image of a deer busting through canvas.
Oh, the deer, yeah.
Nice.
At a gas station
That's
outside
hot.
Like Sudbury. It was awesome.
That's hot. Did you put it beside your picture of George from Seinfeld, like sprawled on that chaise lounge?
Close.
That most guys have. You know what I'm talking about?
It's actually hanging up. In between a mural of a tiger that I fished out of a dumpster and my university degree.
See?
Nice.
Exactly where
also
it belongs.
Also fished out of a tiger. Yeah.
And you, sir, will get married one day and they will go back to those dumpsters where they were founded, except for that degree diploma thingy you have.
No, that might go in the dumpster.
Yeah, your
That'll
wife,
probably be first.
That's what it's worth.
Your wife is going to give you, this is going quick. Especially the picture of George.
I think that's why he'll never get married. I don't think he'll ever part with those pictures.
No.
Or
no.
In the order that they're in, either.
You know what? That's right. Hang on to those tooth and nail for sure, man.
And they're just perfectly askew. Just enough to frustrate any girls that come in.
I love it.
Yeah, Sandra's niece is like shaking her head no right behind you.
Alicia's going, boy, he was kind of cute for about 10 minutes.
What a deal breaker.
You were going to find out eventually.
It's over. Alicia, I almost had him ready for you. I'm sorry, sweetheart. We're going to keep moving them along, though. Don't worry. Even though Dean's moved over to the left.
Yeah, every week you're like, here's a good idea. I should set my niece up with comedians. No.
No.
Never, actually.
No.
That's a terrible thing.
No, I'm thinking no on that. Why? She could. She no.
Well, you'd. No. I don't know.
I
do
wouldn't
it for
do it.
A little bit, maybe. It's not probably, I don't know. We're
all
garbage
we're
people
all
inside.
We're just human beings.
That's why one guy advised me, always date someone more screwed up than you.
Yeah.
So if you go for a comedian, Alicia, guaranteed. Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. What's wrong with that? Like your auntie S.
You can make it a charity case. It'll be nice.
Yeah.
It really is.
For Christmas.
Kind of, yeah.
We need someone at Christmas to make it funner.
We all need our pictures adjusted once in a while, Alicia. That's what we need.
Our pictures?
Yeah, the crooked. It was a callback. Anyways, it
failed.
Let's
go
to a commercial break.
I thought you meant that. I've been off a little bit. That's why we're going to go back. It's going to take me an extra 10 minutes to say the new name here. So we'll come back to Inside Jokes, Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
The sock. You're listening to Sandra Carusi on Inside Jokes.
Global News Radio, 640 Toronto Inside Jokes. I'm Sandra Carusi talking about the street value of oxycodone in Thunder Bay with Dean Young, the mayor.
Yeah.
Dean?
Hello. Should I do that? Should I go home one day and just run for
with
mayor?
With all my my pills.
Yeah.
They got me well stocked over there.
That's
at
nice.
In Cancer Central.
I am in Cancer Central.
Yeah. It's almost gone, I think. I don't know. I keep looking at it.
You know what I like about this show, Sandra? Not only do we get into the real meat and potatoes of Canadian comedy and showbiz.
We talk about me as much as possible.
Yeah, every week it's also just like, how's your chemo going? Yeah, it's not bad. How's the therapist going? Yeah, it's good.
That's good.
It's a good radio show.
You're
right
both
there.
Taking it in stride, and it's beautiful to see.
How sincere messed up we are.
Yeah.
It's very personal. It's a nice personal touch.
Right?
Yeah. I like it.
Jeff, Lisa, and Alval, thank you for humoring us and coping with our cuckoo-ness.
You wanted to talk about Christmas.
Christmas is coming.
We're heading into... Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Dean's happy. Jeff, you're happy. You've been hugged.
Happy.
You've been hugged a lot as a kid, so...
I got hugged a lot, yeah.
What's Christmas?
And appropriately,
his mom
as well.
Is the most
that's essential
yeah,
lady.
Very.
His mom?
Yeah, his mom's the greatest.
Okay,
yeah,
so
my mom's awesome.
What does Christmas look like for you? What are you doing for Christmas?
Oh, this year?
Yeah.
Like now, as an adult? Oh, not much. We just kind of hang out. But it's like a fun time of year if you don't go to a mall. As long as you stay away from a mall, like at night. Or on a weekend, or like at all for most of December. People seem more, you know, cheery around this time.
Yeah,
unless they're at a mall, unless they're trying to park or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Like my uncle was down here visiting me last year in December, and that's the first thing he wanted to do was go to the Eaton Center just to see it. I'm like, man, you don't go there when you live with the worst.
Yeah.
It's
cute
that he wanted to, that he thought
I,
that
and
was
I
a
went,
good idea.
I obliged because he was visiting or whatever, but it was horrible.
I would just give him a token and be like, you go.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll meet you in 5 hours.
Al, you have a Lithuanian background, so do you have a Lithuanian Christmas?
We used to, not as much anymore. It's called Kuchos. And, And I think, like, okay, I went to Lithuanian school, but I never paid any attention. So there are a bunch of cultural things that you need. You need, like, 13 different dishes. You need to put chairs out for everybody who died, who can't make it.
Yeah.
Which is morbid. And, you can't eat meat. I think you can only eat fish. On one of the days.
Yeah, Christmas Eve. It's like Italians.
Yeah.
Do you have to leave it out for people who have died, like, always? Or do they eventually, does it go away?
Yeah, 19 generations
Like, there's so many people that die every year. So, like, is it grandpa died and then, like, he gets 5 years of plates and then...
I think...
How many years of...
Yeah,
I think it's
chair.
Only
how many now, dead people's plates do you put out?
Now
year?
That I remember, I think it's only one chair that's supposed to represent
all of them.
Yeah,
that's
we don't have
better.
A room
that's
full of
better.
Empty chairs. We're not like renting them from a banquet.
That's
hall
what I wanted to know.
Them in a,
that's
yeah.
way better.
And you
better.
Guys walk by and you go, "I see dead people," and then it's over.
Yeah, and then it gets a little chuckle, and then you're like,
"It's done." That's
every
why
year.
You're a comedian.
We always had at Finlanders. We have Joulupukki.
Pardon
that's
me.
Santa Claus is Joulupukki.
You're Finnish?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you
Joulupukki
are. Yeah,
comes.
I wondered what the face was. It's totally Finnish. I was trying to
what's
figure it
face?
Out, but yeah.
That's these cheekbones, man.
If you ever
Finnish.
See the Finnish, the junior Finnish hockey team, every one
they
of them
look
looks
like
that.
We all have these cheese grater cheeks.
I'm pulling it up. Pull it up for me, Alicia.
Watch this.
The junior.
If it's the juniors, they'll have more. They'll have more acne.
Yeah,
but they all look like that,
they
especially the
triangle
goalie.
Face.
Finish.
Jordan Foisey, who's been in here before, he once told me that I had a face you could cut artisan breads with.
Oh,
that's
my
what the Finlanders
God.
Look like.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But I'm getting so much joy from
you have no idea. We had Yula Pookie, that's Christmas Man, that's Father Christmas, and then my great-grandma, Aiti, would just make matching sweaters for all of us. And there's like, I don't know how many kids in my family, so we all just had these matching sweaters every year.
Oh my God. Yeah. I just pull up the junior finish.
My mom loves, my mom texted me a picture of her Christmas tree like a month ago already. Like, come on, it's too much.
My parents got started early too.
Oh man, my mom's, she loves it.
Yeah.
Tim.
But it's good. I land there on like late at night on the 23rd and my mom's like, there's going to be a house full of people. All this food, open bar, so it's great. I'm walking into like a house party.
I do love that.
Okay,
oh, that's great.
Okay, right? Stop. That's Christmas. I want everybody in the world to Google the junior Finnish hockey team.
See how many deans you can find in there.
There's a few, but they don't have teeth.
Well, you know what? My cousins and everything back home, they all call me Jussi.
Okay.
Like the Finnish name is Jussi Teräväinen.
Yeah, this is all very painful for me.
Right? So much reveals happening this week.
So many reveals. Jeff, is there an ethnic background to Leeson? What would it be?
I think Leeson is British or English or
is
something.
Is it? Yeah, okay.
But I grew up, my mom's side of the family is all Scottish, so I grew up with all of them.
Booze. A lot of booze.
He basically, Leeson is just Canada.
Yeah, it is. Right? As far back as I ever met on my dad's side, they were all from
Canada. Okay, what do you want for Christmas? Quick, before the break, what do you want for Christmas, Jeff?
Oh.
Oh, God. I don't even know.
Al, what do you want?
Scented candles.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh. This is what I do. When I ask
he needs them.
It's my
fault. Definitely needs
them. I need them.
This is my fault. Why? Is your apartment?
So do I after he stayed at my house.
You're a single comic.
If my wall art is any indication of the state of my place, then like I just need to smell nothing.
Let's get him scented candles. Yeah. Jeff, there's got to be something.
That I want?
Yeah. Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
No, because if you guys did, you would know what you want, because she'd be like, what do you want in November? What do you want? I want to buy you something. I want to buy something you want, though, because I'm going to end up getting what I want for you, but I want to get something you want, but I'm going to get it anyway. So you don't have a girlfriend.
I don't want that. I know what I don't want. I'm not sure what I want, but I know what I do not want.
I'm sorry, you will get that with every single girlfriend. She will start out fantastic. Let me tell you, loving sports, and then it all goes downhill.
It does. It goes away very over time.
That's why Dean went over to the other team.
Well, here's what I want for Christmas. I spilt red wine on my Childish Gambino hoodie.
So if someone
could replace that for me, be they a gentleman or a lady, that's all
that's
I require.
So cute. I love you, Dean. Thanks for coming out. Literally. We're at Inside Jokes, Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
You're listening to Inside Jokes with Sandra Carusi on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Hey, this is Russell Peters, and you're listening to Sandra Juicy Carusi.
I'm here with my real estate friend, Holly Garvey-Penny. What's up with HGP's tips and trends today?
Hi, Sandra. Today's tip I'm calling Know What You Want and Get It. Although the media today is talking about a market downturn, good properties are selling fast with interest from multiple buyers. In fact, I just experienced an offer night with 7 bidders. So make sure you do your research, know what you want and can afford, know what good value is, and strategize with your realtor to get it. Call or email me today to do it. I can help you.
They can reach you at hgp@bosleyrealestate.com or 416-322-8000.
Thanks, Sandra.
Now, back to Inside Jokes with Sandra Carusi on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Global News Radio 640 Toronto, Inside Jokes. Thanks to the guys who are here today, Al Val and Jeff Leeson. Al, where can we see you perform some comedy?
Thanks for having me. Yes. You can find me on Instagram @AlValComedy. I don't tweet very much, so don't bother. And I'm on tour.
Good. I'm glad because I'm not a big tweeter.
I don't write jokes. That's why Instagram's good because I can make dumb faces and dance around.
Yes.
So that's what I'm
good.
Good at.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Very visual.
So
comedian.
That's what you got going on?
Yeah. And then I'm on tour out west in February.
Jeff Leeson, how about you? You got a big something you're dropping.
Yeah. I'm also, I don't tweet either. So don't bother with me either. but yeah, I have a comedy special coming out next year, January 26th. Comes out on Amazon Prime, iTunes, Spotify, and also it'll be available on my website as well.
Good for you.
For anybody. It was we filmed it in Sarnia, which is a very small, kind of small town.
Why did you choose Sarnia?
You know why? Because the crowds there are always the right amount of rowdy without being too crazy.
Good.
And we could pack this. It was called the Station Music Hall. So it's a bar, but it's like a bigger bar. So we had like 350 people in there. So we needed a big venue, and they were an awesome crowd.
Nice.
Yeah. Dean, let's see if you could do this in less than 30 seconds.
Yes. Please pick up my album, Life Hack. That is available now on iTunes and Spotify, recorded live at Crickets Comedy Club.
And catch him playing Left Wing in the World Juniors next year.
That's right. Yeah.
I think I'm going to run with that forever and ever. How a little junior Finnish hockey was good for everyone this holiday season.
And now for your weekly listings.
Don't miss Tinder Tales live in Toronto and Vancouver. Check out tindertales.ca for the latest lineups and upcoming shows. And check out what's happening at a Yuck Yucks comedy club near you. And don't miss the latest fall releases from Comedy Records, Canada's only record label dedicated to stand-up and sketch comedy. Visit comedyrecords.ca.
Hi there, I'm Peter Wildman.
And I'm Paul Chatto, and we're from the comedy troupe The Frantics.
You might remember us from our long-running CBC radio show Frantic Times, or our TV show The Frantics, Four on the Floor.
Over the years, we have recorded hundreds of our comedy shows, and now,
thanks to modern technology,
we have assembled the very best bits and started a podcast we call The Best of Frantic Times.
It is, and it's free. Find us on the Google, just search The Frantics Podcast, and start downloading
The Best of Frantic Times.
Boot to the head! To the head!
And now for your Comedy RX, this week featuring Jeff Leeson.
Did you just say, look at me, look at her? What an attention grabber this lady is. Watch me watch her. Watch me. Watch me watch her, though. Watch me watch her. Nobody watches her like me. Nobody watches her the way I watch her. Watch me watching her. Don't watch her. That's my job. Watch me watch her. You're the lady with multiple marriages. Is that right? That's correct. Yeah. That makes a lot of fucking sense. Watch me. No, it's my turn. It's my turn. I've been married and divorced, and married and divorced, and married and divorced. Sir, I wondered why you look so upset. Now I get it. I totally get it. You're a f***ing legend, sir. You gotta deal with that. We all have to go home. You gotta deal with that 24/7. Watch me, Mr. Bondman. Watch me. Because I'm watching TV. Watch me watch TV. I don't want you to watch Grey's Anatomy. I want you to watch me.
On a more Dean note, as apparently this show has turned into since I've been gone, thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
It's always good for people, and what I'm referring to is Dean coming out to being bi.
Yeah.
Binary. No, bisexual.
AC/DC, man.
Yeah, good for you. It makes you I've never seen you happier. Like, it must have been a big load.
Not yet.
I just set that one right up for you, brah.
That was well done.
Was that good? Yeah. Was that nice?
Did you guys set that up at the staff
big
meeting?
Listen, at the staff meeting.
A solid meeting. Closer.
Wow. Solid. Listen, I look forward to your time. And, you know, like, that's exciting stuff.
Thank you.
I'm happy for you. And I hope you found some on Tinder. You're now accepting.
Yeah, there'll be some new Tinder tales. Yeah, I'm open.
So you're a virgin to these new guys. Like.
Yeah, yeah. I forget what I was going to say. But anyways, yeah, you can give me a swipe, whoever you are.
Wow, that's... Okay, thanks to Julia and Alicia and all the people. What?
He said, whoever you are. Like, have some standards. I know you're new to the game, but let's...
I love this. Thank you for listening. Please tune in next week. Coming up next, the Dating and Relationship Show with Laura Bellotta here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.